You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy. Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Halloween Eve. It's been a dreary, gloomy day here in Northeast Ohio, and it's a good time to think about all the spooky things that are coming up over the next few days. I've had a lot of, I've had quite a few readings that I've done this week for folks that have lost pets recently. And I just thought I would share this with you all, especially those of you who have pets that are on the other side that you want to connect with. They are around us. They do come and visit us. And you just need to be open to the idea of that happening. Many times with folks that have lost their pets, especially ones recent, they will feel them around. They will feel the energy of them. And they'll also notice these little things that happen that they can hear their pets. An example is hearing their nails go across the floor, or hearing a subtle sigh, or even a cry or a bark from their pet that they have recently lost. So keep yourselves open to that. And when you hear that, give them the reassurance that you know that they're there and you love them and you miss them. So we're going to take a call from Becky, who is local in Canton, Ohio. So Becky, what can I do for you tonight?
Hi, I just seen that we was getting a reading and I was just wondering how my dog was feeling.
Oh, okay. So is this your dog that has crossed over?
No, actually we did have a dog that crossed over.
Okay.
And that was the only dog that she actually got along with. She doesn't get along with animals. Okay. And I'm in between houses right now.
Gotcha.
So the only problem I'm having is her dealing with other animals.
Okay. So what is her name?
Molly.
Molly. Okay. So Molly, I'm feeling like Molly was a rescue. Okay. So I'm feeling she has kind of she's got a dominant energy to her. She's sweet, and I feel like she's sweet to people, but there are people that set her off from time to time. I'm feeling folks that are have big personalities who are kind of loud. And I don't necessarily feel that there's a big difference between male and female energy. It's that that sense of being like a big energy, being loud, having a big personality. People like that, unless they're hardcore animal lovers, she gets a little bit, I don't know about that. And the reason why I want to make this a point is she has, it's almost like this insecurity. She wants to be in charge of the situation. And if she thinks she's going to get challenged a little bit, then she becomes defensive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes, it does.
Something that I would suggest with her, and I know it's probably difficult because you're in between houses right now, but if you have the ability to put gates like child gates up, or even if you have a, this is something I recommend a lot with cat people. If you have a screen door, an exterior screen door that you can mount inside, so she can see what's going on from the comfort of another room, and get, so she can kind of read that energy herself and pick up on things. Another thing to do is if there's, is there other pets in this location that you're currently staying?
No, I'm actually, there was another pet, but she got along with him and he passed away.
Okay.
But
so
anywhere that I can actually put her just for like a week or two, everyone has pets.
Gotcha. So you may want to consider if you have to put yourself in a situation where somebody can keep an eye on her, put her in an area where she can see, but she is not going to have direct contact, like baby gate, screen door situation. And something to do when you are taking her onto the property is to make sure that you do introductions either out in the front yard where the other animals aren't going a lot, that they don't claim as their own territory, or even at a mutual park. So, and take them on a walk together to let her learn their energy, so she doesn't perceive them as a threat, because she feels very, like I said before, she feels very dominating. And it's not coming from a place of I'm bossy and I want to control the situation. It's more of an insecure dominant thing. And what you have to watch with personalities like that is, when it's coming from a place of fear, sometimes the aggression is a little bit more than it should be. So making sure to take time with her in a neutral place before you bring her into that new situation is going to help her. And then if you can't stay in that situation with her, take something of yours, like a shirt that you've worn around a little bit, toys that she doesn't necessarily share, but are in an area where she can smell them and feel that comfort and secureness of you. Just be mindful that they can't get shared because she might get mad and not want to share, and get a little bit of get possessive over it. So I feel like she would, as far as compatibility to get along with other animals, she would do better with kind of a male dog that is very happy-go-lucky, that doesn't get overly excited about things. And if you have a friend that has that kind of a personality, male dog, because I feel female dogs are going to challenge her a little bit more and give her a little bit more of a reason to feel like she needs to dominate a situation, if that makes sense.
It's funny
sweet.
That my old dog, actually, the one that passed, was a male dog that was a happy dog.
So I'm sensing him around you a lot. I'm feeling kind of like, almost like this energy of a beagle. I'm not sure he was a beagle, but it's like this energy of that, like, carefree, happy-go-lucky, just wants to be everybody's friend. And that's exactly what keeps her in balance.
Actually, that was my dad's dog.
Oh, wow.
He was a beagle. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm hearing like that baying of a beagle. He did the how.
Yeah.
They're such funny little dogs. They have such great personalities. But I feel like that type of dog would be, would kind of help balance her out. And I'm feeling like, I'm sensing a friend that has a smaller house, and I'm talking maybe between 900 and 1200 square feet, and they have another smaller dog.
It's a male.
And that person that lives in that house is also very easygoing and kind, and would be able to help balance her concerned energy with her staying with them. So hopefully that person makes sense.
Yeah.
And that person can help you out a little bit. And I don't know. I feel like this situation that you're in is going to kind of resolve itself in the next, I want to say by Thanksgiving. It feels like there's going to be some transitional things go on that are going to kind of swing more in your favor.
Well, that's awesome to know.
But there is some work that you have to put into it. I feel like there's a couple of decisions that are going to come up in the next. This feels like in the next week or so that you're going to have to make the choice. But go with your gut with this choice, because I feel like the choices that you are going to be presented, one's going to feel like it's kind of hard and the other one seems easier, but the harder one seems to be the more positive route, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it's always the harder route.
Yes. It's nothing's ever comes easy for us, unfortunately.
Right.
I really feel like you are doing the absolute best by your dog, and she understands that. She knows that you're going through some stuff right now, and just be patient and trusting with her, because she's going to help you get through this, and things are going to work out for you. You just have to be methodical, go through the processes, and be supportive of her, and be supportive of yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And like I said, just hang tight. I don't feel like this situation is going to be up in the air and stressful like it is right now for very much longer. It's going to resolve itself.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, this time of year is no fun when you're kind of put in a predicament like that, because things are just moving so fast and we all have so many things going on in our lives. So just remember to be patient with one another and be kind to one another. And also make sure you give yourself that grace and that love, and you make time to treat yourself well and do things that are going to benefit you, because you're the one who's going to change your life. You're the one who's going to change your path. So make sure you keep that in consideration. So hopefully you all have a very, very happy Halloween, and give out lots of candy and have trick-or-treaters knocking on your door, and get to see all those fun costumes, and have a great, safe, happy Halloween. Thank you all.